It is your girl, Drea Love, and OG Queen Tarot talking about the current state of the moon and the planets and how it is affecting us. And we are talking about Sister Gina, the sun now. It was in Capricorn, right?
Yes. So today is January 15th. We have five planets in Capricorn, which is really intense energy, all Earth energy as well. So we have the sun in Capricorn, Mercury is in Capricorn, which represents communication, Jupiter is in Capricorn, Saturn is in Capricorn, which is a really, really tricky energy. I think a lot of people are feeling this right now on a major level, especially with Pluto in Capricorn alongside conjunction Saturn, which is a really, really difficult energy, especially when we're doing shadow work. So this is kind of, I think, what the collective is feeling at this moment in regards to our emotion, how we view ourselves as well. Pluto also regresses back into our family. So any repeating cycles right now in regards to family, how we are raised, abuse, you know, certain aspect are starting to come up to the surface. So Pluto and Saturn are really going to pull these issues out of people to make their way.
I love how the planets pull these things out of the universe and out of our personal arena, so we have to get rid of the things that we're not dealing with.
Yes, and especially with the eclipse energies, it's really starting to activate, I think, a lot of us on a cellular level to where we're being forced out of these old paradigms. And it's imperative that we pay attention to these energies so we can use them to our benefit. So, you know, a lot of it is really, really hard energy, but it's almost as if, and this sounds like cliche, but it's like the diamond in the rough. So we are breaking free from these constraints. And Saturn is very restrictive energy.
Tell me about Saturn.
For a lot of people too, so putting things on hold. And in Capricorn, it represents it could finances, career, family foundations, how we feel about ourselves in a leadership position even.
Oh, really?
It actually also represents major organs in the body, and sometimes people are more susceptible to like nervous system, and heart issues at this time too.
Okay, so with it being in Capricorn, so tell me a little bit about that.
What in Capricorn?
With Saturn being in Capricorn, tell me how it would be behaving.
So Saturn in Capricorn, but the thing is that Pluto conjuncting Saturn right now in Capricorn simultaneously is what really is gonna start kind of like pulling these energies of our foundations and things that still we haven't learned our lessons from. Things that we haven't built from yet that are being reintroduced to us, and we're having to kind of learn the lessons. You know, we also have, you know, two planets in masculine signs and also eight planets in the feminine signs. So I am seeing the masculine could be impacted by this energy heavily, and having to regress and learn certain lessons that maybe they hadn't before. And I think the women, the divine feminine, is really pulling them forward and giving them a new level of awareness and kind of pushing the envelope as far as energy and where we're focusing our energy.
You know, what's interesting is I know you deal with people astrologically on a regular, and I deal with people conversationally on a regular, and I'm actually seeing that happen pretty pretty regularly now, with the men coming in, just really feeling a little bit more vulnerable to opening those sides of what they were not open to before. And I am seeing a lot of the women behind going, okay, you open, you ready? And people are just being ushered into that space. And I don't know if it's necessarily by force, but I am seeing exactly what you're saying in the people that end up coming to see us.
Also, as a collective, I think the masculine are really struggling with ego and power, and I think that's really very clear, especially in our politics right now, and I think it's being really felt on a mass scale. We have the moon in Libra and also Venus in Pisces, which is how is softening this energy. And Libra represents the Empress energy, so I think that also the article about the rise of the Empress, and this is kind of some, a lot of that energy that was talking about the rise of the Divine Feminine.
Hold on. I love that you're talking about the Empress and then Libra and the rise of the Divine Feminine. You know me, I'm all about the Libra because I am a Libra and I'm all about balance.
You are.
Yay!
And it's because Venus is a Pisces and you're a Libra and I'm a Pisces, and here we are talking about this and really bringing it to another level. And I think with also Mercury and Capricorn, the discussion, you know, needs to be had, and I think it needs to be had in a loving, supportive way, and that will really start to show in a lot of people's relationships, too. So, with the moon in Libra, it's all about balance in the family life, wanting to have a stable home, relationship, closeness.
I love that.
With children as well. So with Pluto and Capricorn and the moon in Libra, this could actually very well be bringing like children and families together that have never met, which is really interesting with that energy, especially with Uranus and Taurus. So definitely, this could even be families reuniting. I'm feeling like a strong energy in regards to some of the people being held in captivity and the separation of families. This is a good time for some of these families to come back together and be reunited with that Pluto and Capricorn aspect.
Oh, that's so beautiful, because I feel like there's actually so many families in the middle of that trauma right now that are held captive by the old cycles and what's been happening. So it's lovely to know that the energies are shifting into, I've been feeling that very much so myself in you know, what I've been going through personally. It's nice to know that the energies I've been feeling have been accurate, because it does feel like it is time to release, and it is time to renew, and it's time to refresh and get rid of old patterns and really release everybody from the situations.
Definitely. There's also a lot of squares, and you know, before,
what does that mean?
So the squares are challenging aspects. So these are, again, you know, Saturn, the squares, Saturn, Pluto. So these are more challenging aspects, things that were issues we're trying to get around, get through, figure out solutions, strategizing. But there's, again, the squares to me represent the lessons that are being learned, and that's the challenging times. So there are going to be a lot of valuable, challenging lessons that are going to be needed to be learned in order to move into the next step.
Hold on. Stay right there for a second. Because you and I have been, just on a personal level, been talking a lot about the our own personal challenges and the things that haven't necessarily been easy, but they've been necessary to level our soul up to what it is that we're being required to do. And so just sitting in that energy and taking the lesson and understanding, hey, these are some heavy freaking lessons, but this is what spirit's requiring of us now, and it's time to level the fuck up, and our soul's requiring this of us. So to see that it's actually in planetary alignment is pretty insane.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I also think that as a species, our minds are kind of starting to see the cause and effect of, you know, events taking place. And I feel like this kind of constrained view and ideology is starting to kind of break down.
Mm.
And people are really going into a mode of safety and realism and looking at, like, we're awakening. We're awake. We see what's happening. Like, it's not a secret anymore. It's not, you know, and I think people are really having to break out of confined. And again, this is going to be a lot of that Saturn energy. People really having to break out of these old confined ideologies about how they view the world or how they view politics and what that means to them.
And how that's affecting them in their entirety, really.
I mean, I think people are realizing that it's making them sick.
That's why I said in their entirety. I had somebody walk by today. It's funny because it depends on where you're at in your life, what line you're going to purchase and what you're willing to buy. And I had a lady walk up today and she saw the tuning forks and she was like, oh, those are so pretty. And I said, yeah, they're, have you ever utilized tuning forks? And she said, yeah, I'm an ER nurse. And, we use them to test hearing at work. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, that's great. I said, have you ever used them for healing? And she looked at me like I was an alien and she smiled and she said, no, but I'm sure they work good. And she said, thank you. And she started to walk away really fast. And that is just what I'm talking about in terms of people not being able to buy the old bullshit. Because she's a nurse working in ER, working with frequency and vibration tuning forks, which we are working with healing people on a cellular level. Just the medical world doesn't understand how that works. So her life, she could not buy the fact that tuning forks were potentially used to heal people, because in the medical world, they're only used to test hearing or to test knee reflexivity. And so people will not buy what they are not taught in the system.
Yes. It's really interesting because I'm starting to see the work that we're doing as more like a preparation. I'm starting to see it's very healing, but I feel like it's us preparing our species for advancement. Mm. And it's such a powerful tool. Well, there's so many different ways that we're, you know, trying to help our species ascend, but I'm starting to see it definitely more as like a preparatory activation. But I do want to kind of go into a really fun energy. I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful, and I think that if anybody is advanced enough to work with these energies, I would definitely encourage it right now. So we also have Neptune and Lilith in Pisces.
That's you!
So Pisces, again, we all know...
Venus, Neptune, and Lilith are all in Pisces.
Yes.
Okay.
So super powerful energy.
Those are emotional energies, right?
Yes, they're also... majestic. There's an influence of psychic awareness, transcendence. This is a really good time to manifest. So definitely if you're practicing any type of ritualistic work or doing any type of crafts work, this is a really exciting time to be able to put that out to the universe.
Woo! I love it!
Personally, I've been listening to more earth frequencies. I think that's been really healing. I think that the earth needs it now. So putting that energy out to the universe, healing is going to be really powerful and potent. And I think it's going to be a really good time to kind of put our gifts into practice and, start actually evolving in our craft, even whether it's practicing telepathy or using a dream journal, or doing astral travel and looking into like crystal healing and taking your practice to the next level right now is going to be, you know, very exciting and also potentially influential as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. I love that advice.
I'm so excited.
You know, it's fun. It's fun because one of the things that we do at when people come see us at the market is I always tell people, they come talk to us about all the details of the goofy things happening in their life, and I tell them, let's discover your superpowers. So I love hearing about all the magicalness in the manifestation and what's happening now, because when I talk to people about the corners of how they intake spirit and how to interpret and assess that, and how it's such a powerful time to come into that and to manifest with that and to be with that. It, like, I was talking to two young guys today about it, and one guy was talking about his crown chakra opening and how his high, oh my God, this was so powerful, G. He said, he actually asked us if he could share the story. He says, something happened, his crown chakra opened and he was meditating. He had never had anything like this happen. And it felt like a flower peeling open and coming down all of his chakras. And his higher self came in and told him, oh my God, he was telling me that it was him, and it was, he was looking at him, but it was his higher self, and he was like, there you are, okay, you're finally ready. I'm so glad you're here because I've been waiting for you. And he was talking about, now I'm the only one you need, I'm the only one you've ever needed, and I'm the only one you will ever need and to consult. And I am here for you now, you are connected now, so this is how you do it. And we are just like loving this communication with this guy. And so he's telling us how he's literally completely connected in with the higher self. The 22-year-old next to him is saying how much he's taught him. We're talking to him about assessing his higher self. He's like, you know, but I don't hear it through meditation. And I'm like, well, here's what you have to understand. This is a part about your superpowers, is that everybody's interpretation comes in different. So just hear spirit how you hear spirit, receive spirit how you receive spirit. Doesn't have to be through any specific way, but let your superpower come in how it is. And it's fun to know that I feel like this is a time that all the planets are aligning to where our superpowers are really coming to fruition, and it's time to let them out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and developing those superpowers comes with, you know, a transitional period, a processing period, a shedding period, and then repeat like 3 or 4 times plus.
Right.
Like, it's definitely waves of energy hitting us really hard. And, you know, I do want to also acknowledge the impact the Earth is having in regards to some of these harsher aspects. Saturn can also have a heavy impact on weather as well. So we are seeing a lot, you know, cataclysms. And as much as we're aware of global warming, I think there's other aspects to also be aware of that are playing, you know, an intricate role in our climate. Saturn's definitely not only, I'm a huge NASA fan, by the way. I read online NASA every day. Mm-hmm. And I just read that Saturn is actually throwing small asteroids towards Earth right now because the velocity is picking up.
Wow.
So I thought that was really cool, but also Saturn is very much, it has a radioactive component to it. You know, there's, you know, very toxic energy that are impacting Earth. So it is going to be a hard time, and I think that it's important to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people are going through these energies, and they don't know what to do. They're scared, and I think it's just we're looking at it in the eye. It's here, and we're trying to kind of find these solutions and work with the energies rather than them define our, you know, our lives. And, you know, we want to take that opportunity to learn and navigate our lives knowledgeably.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree.
And not only that, the Mayans followed astrology like it was their religion, and they were heavily impacted, you know, through floods from the moon or famine, harvest. and they based a lot of these, agricultural aspects also on the planet. So I think it's important to just be aware of how small we are compared to a lot of these planets and how heavy the impact really, truly is on our species and our Earth.
I totally agree with you. When I started to understand the energies and listen to tarot and study a bit of astrology and read with you and look at the cards and deal with all this stuff, it was interesting because I didn't realize how all this stuff had such an effect on us. But until you start to deal with that and realize how everything becomes so synchronistic when they start to line up with what we're talking about, and how, like you said, all the history is there. That's what the prior species were looking at and going by in terms of the astrological readings. But it's so smart to look at astrology, look at energy, understand what's happening, and just be able to read energy and be able to understand what the planets are doing and like ride that flow.
It can be a little bit more complex than that. You can look at natal charts a year ahead and you can plan accordingly. So you can actually use the charts or the following of planets to your benefit. Mm-hmm. So for example, if I have particular squares in a financial house in my chart and I see it coming in, mm-hmm. I can maybe put some aside for that time period, so because I'm already prepared, knowing that that's going to be a trickier alignment for me. So we're using these as a tool to kind of be 10 steps ahead of the game.
That's insane, G.
Yeah. So you can see where there's aspects where maybe you're going to have issues in relationships or family. And you can kind of navigate with that energy and also prepare yourself and know, look at the issues before they happen. And I think it's such an incredible tool that not a lot of people are aware on how it can be used to actually benefit their life and help them kind of expand on their vision. But it's really helpful. And this is, again, I do read charts for my clients, and it's super helpful. People swear by it, and,
I swear by it.
It's incredible.
I swear by your readings.
Yeah, definitely. but to see, these alignments coming into play and to really see also, I do want to, lastly, before we start, go over the Taurus, Uranus and Taurus energy, because this Uranus represents kind of like impulsive energy. It's very much like unexpected events.
And it's in Taurus?
Yeah, so,
yeah. I'm all about Uranus and Taurus right now. Sorry, right?
Oh my god, I love that.
Did you? Sorry.
So Uranus also with Pluto and Mars and Saturn present, it can be shaky. So it can really shake a people's foundation.
Hold on, think about what you're... Yeah, think about... Sorry.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking. It's very unpredictable energy. But it also, to prepare for that, knowing that that energy is there, maybe you can be a little bit more careful with your finances or really look at your career and,
Hold on. So tell me, Uranus and Taurus, you said unexpected. So tell me what it means when it's in Taurus then.
So when it's in Taurus represents our foundation. So Taurus is an earth sign. They have a lot of activity in earth signs, which, I think is a very eye-opening kind of part of this. And so Taurus is about Hierophant in the tarot deck. So this is about our foundations, our commitments, very stubborn energy. So Uranus and Taurus are actually pushing and pulling at one another. Indecisiveness.
Okay, hold on. Can I just stop really quick? can I say, just on a personal level, the Taurus energy, what is happening right now, the fact that my divorce is going through, the Taurus, and then I'm having the pull, that you just said push and pull, and look at the push and the pull, how my divorce is. I literally just got paperwork in the mail today.
Yay!
And no, but this, you know, in Taurus, and my ex is a Taurus, and and the other Taurus, you just said push pull. That's so crazy current. How funny that is.
Yeah, and then Mercury is in Capricorn, so Capricorn represents like contracts, family, and then Mercury is communication. So, you know, I'm not surprised. And again, these are alignments that you can look weeks or months and years in advance and be able to look at these, you know, alignments and know that this is going to come in. It's crazy. So even in history, you can see history repeat itself through astronomical alignments all the time.
I love it. I love this, Shinji.
So really interesting energies, a lot of harsh aspects. So, you know, anybody who is struggling right now, know that it's not going to last for too much longer. But we will be feeling these energies for the next weeks to months. So definitely I encourage, you know, everyone
weeks
to
okay, so week, so weeks to months. So when does it change? And hold on, does it change with the new moon and full moon, or what, how does that work?
So if you have a planet station in your sign or a sign, that can actually last up to years. So that just depends. For example, Uranus just moved into Taurus last year, and it's the first and last time we'll ever see Uranus move into a different sign in our lifetime.
Oh wow!
So, planets,
so wait, it's gonna stay in Taurus?
Yeah. Would ever see Uranus move into a different sign in our entire lifetime?
Okay, hold on. Can I just say that I feel a whole new segment coming on between you and me about discussing how long all these planets stay in alignment and how we deal with this with the new moons and the full moons and the changingness. Like, really, on a regular level, this is really intense.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And it's good because I feel like talking about it helps me learn and expand in my knowledge too, so I think it's educational, and it's really interesting to see all of the alignments and how it's relevant to our own lives, and it makes me excited to know what's coming in next. So I know, and just to think about you with this chart right now and everything going on in your life and how like in alignment it is so funny.
It's so much fun. I love this. I love. Okay, do you have anything more to say about the current alignments before we wrap up tonight?
We are in a time of ascension. I think it's vital and imperative that we get through these times together. I think, you know, forgiveness and love always comes up in certain readings as the answer to our first date, and that is just what we need to do for one another.
Forgiveness and love. Forgiveness and love. Forgiveness and love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, G.
Yeah. So, we're doing it. We're getting there.
We are getting there.
I'm just other sisters.
Sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. The gifts that we've been given together, the opportunity to be sisters and go through this journey together, and just the journey has been real, right?
Yeah. It's been a rough journey, but we'll get through it.
We are getting through it, and we have each other.
Yeah, we do.
We do, and we have the planets, and we have the universe, and we have a new opportunity each day. So my sister, OG Queen Tarot, Regina, I love you. I thank you for hanging with me. Until the next time, it is OG Queen Tarot. Andrea Love signing out. Thank you for listening to us, the Bruja, right?
Bruja way.
Love you, sis.
Love you.
Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.